Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot. These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
It's my list. There's some texts coming in before we get to more. Comic-Cons, marriage, and coffee in general, but especially the expensive stuff. Steaks at chain restaurants. There is no chain restaurant with a good steak. Do I still get them often? Yes, because they're about a dollar more than chicken and tendy platters. I agree with Mate's list. Taylor Swift is overrated, pizza's not my favorite, and summer sucks. If you get hot, you can't be walking around naked without being arrested. A lot of people agreed with Maitland's take on the summer, particularly the further south you go, where it's 95 and humid for 5 months, 6 months.
That does make more sense.
That's a big game changer.
Why you would think that summer is overrated.
Tommy, you want to go next? Kelly, you want to go next?
I can go whichever.
Kelly, then Tommy.
All right. First things first, with the World Series coming around, I think it's a perfect time to mention baseball sucks. Baseball is the dumbest of all sports. It is stupid, and I hate it. I think that if you have to have that many people on a field to catch a ball, you must be challenged. You must be challenged. Wow, every day of your life, you must. I don't know how you need that many people on a damn field. And why does the field need to be that big? That is ridiculous.
So you want them to make the field smaller and have less people?
Absolutely.
So you like
you ever seen
ball.
Volleyball? Great sport. Small court. I mean, compact
it's
aggression.
Smaller, yeah, it's
we
very,
love
it's
it.
It's a different sport. Yeah.
Baseball, yeah. Spread okay. out and boring. People are like, wow, a no-hitter. You mean you watched a guy throw a ball for 3 hours? That sounds awful.
Can you take it from 9 innings to like 4 also?
Yeah. If you got to do a stretch so people can enjoy the rest of the game, and then you got to make it feel nostalgic so that way people don't realize this is actually because you've been so bored your butt cheeks are falling asleep. You're practically getting hemorrhoids sitting there.
Do you feel the same
Chill
way?
Chill out. Baseball sucks.
About an intermission at a Broadway play?
No, because I'm watching something super entertaining. Broadway plays are great. Honestly, it's sensory overload for me, and I love it. The only thing I like about baseball is the food. The fact that I can go somewhere with my friends. So cool. Put a restaurant in a stadium and call it a day for me. I don't give a damn about the game.
They have done that.
Now, let me say this proudly. Go Braves, right? I've been to 1,000 Braves baseball games. But Chipper Jones, my first like boy crush ever. But no, baseball is stupid. And the World Series, you got to play all these games to figure out who's a winner. That is so dumb.
What do you want them to do?
One game, like the Super Bowl. Hey, cool. We played 1,000 games in one season because that's how baseball works. Because we're so boring, we got to do it 5,000 times apiece. And then in order to determine a winner, we got to play them 7 times. And that's if the odds...
Does it make you feel better that used to be best of 11 and best of 13?
Oh, my God.
Of course it did. And why did they have to cut it down? Because this sport sucks. This sport is stupid. And honestly, the moment they changed from their little capri pants, which were adorable and like perfectly fitted to the butt cheeks, to these baggy pants like they used to wear in the Depression era, you lost me forever. Forever.
Does football have too many players? Because it technically has more on each team. Than
it's aggressive. I like it. Like the chance of injury is ridiculous. And then when baseball players get hit by the ball, the one thing that everybody's going after, they get so fussy. Like, it's going to happen.
I do think that's why baseball players can play till they're like so old is because it's the least athletic sport.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Steve's point the other day, like, man, those guys got to be tired after doing all that standing
for 18 innings.
Yeah.
It's a long time to stand.
7 hours it was. 600 something pitches.
Yeah.
You watched a man go overhand 600 times. Wow. Cool. And then your team lost? Imagine that. Oh, God.
This text, the fact that all baseball fields are whatever size they decide is also stupid. Preach, Kelly.
That's a little bit strange.
That is crazy.
Yeah, what is that?
A little strange.
And then some of them have taller walls.
Because they didn't have as much room for a field.
Our sport is so cool. We named a wall a color, and people love it. Shut up.
Remember that field that had a hill in the outfield?
Yeah, the Arlington.
Rangers Stadium, yeah.
So dumb.
And just stick a roller coaster out there,
yeah,
too.
It was not only a hill, not only a hill, but had a flagpole.
There are baseball purists who are having heart attacks right now with their blood pressure because they're old.
Ooh, I got it.
There's no young baseball purist.
Instead of running the bases, make it a lazy river.
Yeah, for real.
I've realized over the years that I like baseball nostalgia more than I like watching baseball.
Yeah. I don't like either of them.
Yeah.
And we put seats close enough where somebody can reach over and catch a ball, and then we get fussy when they do it. Get out of here. Stop it.
Man, what about the unspoken rules of baseball? You're not allowed to flip your bat when you get a good hit, or else the other team will get fussy.
Those are lame.
Yeah.
You tried to get a hit and a no-hitter late. What did you just say?
But aren't all sports people inherently fussy to begin with, regardless of the sport? Like, there's always unwritten rules in everything. Basketball, they get pissed at each other for the dumbest things.
Like what?
Football, same thing. Oh, the way a guy gets up off the floor can make everyone mad. You know it's true. I mean, I do.
I can think of examples. I want you to do it because you said
it. Oh, that guy's shoe is untied. I'm going to be mad at him and go talk to the ref.
Yeah.
0 for 2. There's never been a fight because someone got up funny or didn't tie their shoe right.
Yeah.
No, let me give you one.
And same
with it's an unwritten rule that you don't try to score when the game is a blowout and there's less than 24 seconds on the clock.
Kneeling? No. Keep going.
In baseball?
Keep going.
No. Okay. You're talking
kneeling in baseball. Don't kneel in baseball. He's running to first. He's stopping and kneeling. I think he's praying.
I would like to see him kneel in basketball.
That would be very funny.
Oh, somebody did say the only good baseball is the Savannah Bananas. I can get behind that.
That's pretty
entertaining. Well, yeah, that's because they're like a play.
They're on stilts.
Yeah, they're doing a show, which is great. Now, if baseball took that approach in all forms, I would do that all day long. Let's be silly. All right, my second one.
In this Idiocracy world, in 50 years, it'll be the World Series.
Oh, definitely. I would love that.
Look at them. They all have giant springs on their head.
Yeah, then at least it's worth it because you're actually getting a show and sports, you know, like the Globetrotters or whatever they do.
Yeah, everybody loves them.
My second one, Pepsi. I don't even have to go into it. Everybody who drinks Pepsi knows that it's garbage. You're only doing that because it's either your only option or because you grew up in a Pepsi family and you feel like a traitor because you've got attachment issues or something. I don't know.
Don't you think maybe that's how you feel because you grew up as a Coke family?
Oh, we had the option. Oh, my family would let us have the option. And yeah, Coke runs in my blood. I love Coca-Cola. But yeah, my grandma would be like, do you guys want Pepsi or Coke? And I'd be like, I'll give it a try. And it sucked.
Your attitude
every time.
Towards soda is how holy wars have threatened the world for thousands of years.
Honestly, they're worth fighting over more for me because I can actually see it. And I believe in it. And yeah, Pepsi is garbage. And my final one is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. I think it's such garbage. And I don't get me wrong. Again, I love meeting up with people to have a supper. That's great. But I don't want 13 casseroles and a dry bird.
Oh, so it's the
food. Shut up with that.
Okay, it's not the holiday. It's the food. Okay.
And then the fact that for the longest time, I think up until COVID, when fashion changed the whole world, you had to dress up for Thanksgiving. You had to be in your Sunday best on a Thursday on my day off after I've been cooking all day. Shut up, Grandma. Shut up.
I think that's a you family kind of thing.
That child is 7. Why is he in penny loafers? We don't need to look like pilgrims to eat garbage casserole that tastes like cream and a little bit of salt. Honestly, the best thing to come out of Thanksgiving is deviled eggs. That's it.
Is that a Thanksgiving creation?
Yeah, isn't that a well-known
Did the Native Americans give that to the pilgrims?
So you pick the dumbest thing and say it's the best thing of Thanksgiving?
The dumbest. Out of everything on the table, you think the deviled eggs are the dumbest? They come in a variety of flavors.
Stuffing is the dumbest.
They come in egg flavor.
Yeah, stuffing is the worst. Yeah. Stuffing is just fluffy dirt.
It's wet bread and celery, which is the least popular of the things that grow.
Stupid.
So I am with you on that. But
yeah, the fact that it's got to be a set meal and you got to wear a nice sweater or whatever. Stop it. Shut up.
Doesn't
bother. So you want
me
the menu to
food,
be,
though.
If you host, you make whatever you want.
Like yeah,
it
let
could
it
be brisket and mac and cheese.
Yes. Oh, that sounds
okay. I actually
good.
Think that'd be great. To
that
tell
sounds
you the truth.
So good.
Yeah.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. Not pizza.
Yeah. No.
Don't want any
garbage.
Fussy Taylor Swift hater yelling in my face with her muffled voice. How dare you try to be considerate of others? Tommy. We got time for one more. Do you want Tommy or mine?
Whichever.
I'm not going to be offended if you choose Tommy.
Well,
his is going to be stupid.
Whoever doesn't could do theirs in the next.
That's true. Tommy, you go.
My first one is anything that requires that has an acquired taste, like coffee, beer. I hate that. Why do you want me to drink something I don't like that nobody likes just so that you can like it and drink it more? That doesn't make sense. If it tastes like crap, I'm not going to drink it. Why are you telling me I have to keep drinking it over and over until I like it? That seems like I'm forcing myself, and that sucks.
I thought you were going to say, like, people. No, when someone says they're an acquired taste, well, I don't plan on acquiring it.
That, yeah, I think that's even more,
well, I think
more
that,
applicable.
Yeah, I think that's totally applicable because it's like, okay, you're forcing yourself to be around this. That stinks.
Yeah.
My second one is ad-free television. I actually enjoy the ads. Mostly
Shut
because
what?
Yes, oh,
get out.
First of all, you just can't get enough of getting drug recommendations for
pharmaceutical
bent wieners.
Ads suck, but they do
That's
say things really fast, which is kind of impressive. No, I think that they're necessary because otherwise, I'm not moving. I'm not getting up. My brain's locked in. I need that break to like, oh my god, I have to like live life again.
You know, every show pauses.
I'm not going to pause it.
And they have endings. Right? Yeah. They have endings. It says, would you like to watch episode 2? You get to choose.
Yeah, like I can't even imagine what your life would have been like in the 70s or 80s.
I can't believe there's a Gen Z on the show advocating for more TV with ads.
Dude.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Because it's, yeah.
Running to the bathroom during a commercial break was the most hype thing as a kid. Are you kidding me? I had 4 minutes and 30 seconds from this commercial break to run there, run back. And if you made it in as the commercial ended, that was the most hype moment imaginable. And you know what I'm talking about because y'all had to do it.
No, usually I could hold it for all 27 minutes of happy days.
Nah, not me.
My least favorite about commercials is my grandma always used to mute them. And then the show would come back on. We'd have to be like, Nanny, it's back on. It's back on. And then, oh, okay.
Missed
every
the first
commercial
three
break.
Lines
yeah.
of dialogue.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on, yeah. Lady. What's overrated is watching television shows with old people.
My third one, Maitland kind of touched on it, is a deluxe version of an album. I hate that. If the album comes out and then 3 weeks later, oh, by the way, here's six more songs. Why didn't you just put them out with the album and then make it marketed as another album? I have vinyls at home. You can't just add a vinyl. You can't add songs to vinyls. It works for streaming. But then you're going to have sales for all of this version of the album, and then you're going to release more, and suddenly, oh my gosh, one of my favorite songs is on the deluxe version. Oh, I can't listen to it. That sucks. And it's just consumerism. Originally, I was going to say Pokemon cards, but then I realized this is the same thing of taking something people like and just milking it. I hate that. Just give it to me in one go.
Oh. So make less money?
No, don't make less money. Make more Tommy happy.
Okay, good.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at omahasteaks.com. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.